Scripture gift mission. This one. Okay. And this title is called Christmas, Expect the Unexpected. Christmas, Expect the Unexpected. So I open up, and then it says, imagine if you were God and you would like to introduce yourself, how would you do it? Would you send a letter, write in the clouds, or go on TV? So the track opens up like that, and says, the answer is be born as a baby. If you want to introduce yourself, be born as a baby. And then if you go to the next page, the track says, who would you choose to be your parents then? Would you be a king and a queen? A celebrity couples, or you let your parents be super nannies? And then the answer, next page, it flip up, it says, ordinary teenage girl. So you get that idea. And then after that, the third question is, where would you choose to be born? Would you like to be born in a hospital, a five-star hotel, or a nice warm home? Then the answer is a stable. And then you have been invited to visit this baby. What presents would you take? A teddy bear? A big pile of diapers? A costly cozy blankets? The answer is some strange spices. And then finally, on the page is, what were you expecting? And it says, the final page, it says, that the first Christmas, nothing happened quite as you might expect it. And that is not even the whole story. Angel choirs and sleepy shepherds welcomed that baby too. That was a very unusual birth and a very unusual child. His parents called him Jesus, and when he grew up, he did plenty of other unexpected things. He turned water into wine, made people better, and fed a crowd with just one person's picnic. There's never been anyone else like him. And the bottom of the track says, if you like to find out more about the things Jesus said and did, you can read more about him in the Bible. So I have maybe 10 more of these tracks. So if you like to take it and share it with your friends, please ask me afterwards. So from that track, I took the title, Expect the Unexpected. When we considered, think about the think about the human setting for the birth of this king, which the Bible described as the Son of the Most High. And the Bible talked, the angel announced him, he will reign over Israel forever and ever. Yet, when you consider how the circumstances he was born, that God arranged him to be born to ordinary peasants, delivered in a stable, lying in a manger, that should give us some hint that God often works in a strange and mysterious ways, right? Later on, as the gospel story developed, this Jesus walked on water, turned water into wine, and used a donated lunch of one person to feed 5,000. And finally, saved humanity from sin by himself dying on the cross. This is the God that we are worshiping. He is the one who did the unexpected. He works wonders. Just like the angel says, nothing is impossible with God. So the question I ask you this morning is, how would you respond to this God? Second, in the midst of this cosmic story of God entering into human history, of the birth of God's Son, there are also human stories. Stories like today we read about a teenage girl, Mary, who's just an ordinary girl, lived in the town of Nazareth in the region of Galilee. You know, Galilee is not a really well-known, famous town in Israel at that time. He says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Galilee is kind of a faraway region. And there's this teenage girl who just pledged, just waiting to get married, you know. Oh, maybe, you know, she was pledged to be married to Joseph, the carpenter. And maybe just in her plan, it's just, oh, I'm going to have, you know, maybe 3 kids, and, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to farm this, plant this vegetation. And suddenly, angel appeared to her, and all her plans are changed. God chose her, not because of her merit, but God foresee her that she will be available and obedient, willing to serve God's purpose. So this is, in the midst of this cosmic story, this is a story of a human, of how a person responds to God. And in the same chapter of Luke, chapter 1, we learn about Zechariah and Elizabeth. Who are they? You remember Zechariah and Elizabeth? Well, Zechariah is priest. And God, the Bible describes them as they are righteous. You know, righteous people. God would answer their prayer, right? No. These righteous couple, they serve God faithfully. They pray for a child, yet God never give them what they pray for. So what would you do? Keep serving, keep praying. Without a child, at those times, it was a disgrace. Elizabeth says, I suffer this disgrace. But then suddenly, God appears and it says, Zechariah, your wife Elizabeth is going to have a child. No. And then to Zechariah, it's just too good to be truth. He says, how can that be? You know? So this human story is, you know, they pray for a child, never get one. And then God finally answered the prayer. They want a child, but God said, I would give you more than a child. He will be a prophet. He will be the forerunners to announce the coming of the Messiah. Human story. And this child eventually becomes John the Baptist. He is the forerunner of the Messiah, preparing people for the repentance of sins. Later on, John the Baptist baptized and introduced Jesus as the Messiah. He knows Jesus is the long-expected Messiah. And he declared to the people, this person who comes after me, the thorns of the sandal I'm not worthy to untie. You know? So he knows this is a great person. He's a Messiah. Yet, after a while, when Jesus was doing his ministry and John was put in the lockup in the jail, and then he suddenly had his doubt. Hey, this person, you know, that seems like I pronounce him as Messiah, but I have my doubt. You know, even godly person have doubts. And he sent his disciples and he says, are you the one we are expecting? Or should we expect another one? You know? And you know what happened to John eventually? What kind of fate he came? He got his head chopped off by being a righteous person and rebuilt King Herod. You know? So how could even a righteous person, a prophet, get his head chopped off? Yet Jesus said, Jesus praised John. Jesus exalted John. So you see all these surrounding in this Christmas stories, the birth of Jesus. Surrounding this story, there are human stories that we learn. Follow the examples, you know. So in the midst of this cosmic story of God's salvation, how about you? What is your story? How do you respond to the life that God has prepared for you? For Mary, when the angel says, you are chosen, you are the bearer of God's Son, you are the mother, you know what it is? It turned Mary's life upside down. For years later, people would often cast a doubtful eyes looking at her. You may maybe sometimes ridicule her. Yet Mary says, you know, I am the Lord's servant. I'm the maid of the Lord. I'm going to be used just like what the Lord says. So how would you respond to God's plan in your life? For Tony and Fiona, they feel that God is calling them. God has been preparing them. You know, chosen out of a Buddhist pagan faith, and then God rescued him. Let him see the true light, and then God called them at the mature age to go to a faraway place to share the gospel among the restaurant workers in Lima. Now, how would you respond to God's life, God's plan in your life? Finally, the third point I want to make is the story of the birth of Jesus also reveals to us the heart of God. By choosing Mary to be the mother of Jesus, show us that God loves those who are humble in spirit. For Mary, after hearing the angel's explanation and her mission, she responds and says, I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may it be to me as you have said. So God loves those who are willing to serve him. And God honored Mary. Also, by choosing Mary, an ordinary teenage girl, In an obscure part of the world, God shows his greatness by working with anyone on the street who is willing to be used by him. You see, Mary in the Bible did not describe her as such a great superwoman, but the Bible just says she's willing to be used by God. She's just an ordinary teenage girl, never expected to be exalted. But God can use anyone who is willing to be used by him. Christmas story is something to show us our great God can do this. These are unexpected. There's a true story I want to share with you briefly. It's anybody have read this, watched this movie? Okay. In our life, we will be soon watching this movie in our program. Molly is a true story. Molly, this gentleman is called Molly. He was abandoned by his parents at age 5 and in Kenya. And he became a street beggar, trying to survive by just himself. Yet eventually he grew up to become a successful businessman. God inspired him not to work for money anymore, but to help abandoned children in Kenya. He established Moli Children Family and rescued over 23,000 abandoned children in Kenya. So this is a very amazing story, focused on family, acquired the title to distribute this movie. And so it is talk about how a person, you know, he was an abandoned child, a street beggar, but God used him to raise up for great purpose. So Christmas is the birth of God's Son. Just like this title says, it is the most unexpected. Under the most unexpected circumstances. Just over 2,000 years ago, the world in Palestine is just, you know, the Jewish people, they hope for a Messiah, but nothing happened. They might have given up the hope. And yet, in the middle of the night, God breaks through. Just like Isaiah's, God rendered the sky and come down. And Jesus came in the most unexpected circumstances. Today, like a little more than 2,000 years later, the majority of the world is still asleep. Even though God promised, Jesus promised of his second coming, yet the world is far, all this is far off the back of people's mind. No, but majority of people were not this prepared. Yet we, children of God, are the ones who received this promise. And we thank you that we can celebrate Christmas every year. Remind us, both celebration of Jesus' first coming, but also anticipate of his second coming. Christmas reminds us that God can do the impossible, the unexpected. God can use Mary, God can use Molly, and God can use you and me, provided how many of us says, Lord, I am available, I am willing, I am your servant. May you, your plan on me, will be done. Let us pray. Our amazing, awesome, majestic, unexpected God, you are God of miracle. You are the God of the impossible. Lord, we thank you. Through the Christmas story, how you bring forth your Son to earth, we know that you care for us. You humble yourself to show us that everyone can come to you. And you love those who make himself or himself available to be used by you. Lord, here we are. We pray that you would use all of us. May your will be done in our life as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.